All right, we're back on the Big Red in the Morning Show, and today we want to welcome to Iron Country, Kate Watson. Welcome to Iron Country, Kate.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you here. We've been playing your new song, Red Lipstick and a Cowboy Hat, and Iron Country family been loving it. And Kate, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself so we can learn more about you?
So I've been doing music ever since I was little. I grew up watching my parents in a band, and they traveled all across Texas playing these different shows. My mom actually plays the drums and the keyboard and the bass. And my dad, he plays the guitar and sings, and he writes amazing songs. He's actually the one who helps me write all my songs now. So growing up watching them, I was about 7 years old. And I remember people would ask me, what do your parents do? And I'm like, my parents are rock stars. What do yours do? I was a very proud 7-year-old. I'm a very proud 21-year-old now. But watching them doing what they loved and watching it speak to people in different ways, just music, the only way I could put it back then was, I want to be a rock star like my parents whenever I grow up. And, of course, that is what I'm doing now. I absolutely love country music and, you know, getting to travel and play shows. All of it together is like my dream is happening.
That's awesome for you. Now, when I started looking into you and your music a little bit, I saw your run on American Idol. Tell us a little bit of what the American Idol experience is like.
Oh my goodness. Everyone asked me, they're like, was it fun? And I'm like, no, it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. So I was on in 2019 with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan. And there's so many things that go into this. For one, the audition that I did was in Denver, Colorado. And, so I had to wait outside in the cold Denver air for 14 to 16 hours before I even got to go in. And I was one of the last people to go. And I remember I was so nervous whenever I got there at 7 a.m. But by the time I went in there, I was like, you know, I'm here to do what I'm going to do. And so I was just like, hey guys, I'm here. I'm excited. Let's do this. And so it was really cool because Lionel Richie, he's initially the one who told me, he was like, Kate, I believe in you. I think you can go all the way and win this thing, and you're going to Hollywood. And it was the best thing ever because you don't know this, but Lionel Richie is one of my absolute favorites. My parents, I grew up with them listening to him, and so he just became someone that I absolutely love. And I was like, you know what? I'm ready to go home, y'all. That was it for me. That's all I needed. And then I went to Hollywood, which was absolutely crazy because you were there with so many talented people. It is unreal. And I'm going to be honest, like, so I had to watch every single person get up there and perform. And it was intimidating, like, watching these amazingly just talented people. And I was more in the beginning stages of my career, you know, and so it kind of just, it shakes you to your core, like, oh my goodness, like, what am I here doing? And so I remember, so I chose Hello by Lionel Richie because he's the one who said he believed in me, and I wanted to do something special for him with my song choice. And so I was getting ready backstage to go up there, and it was really funny because I was so nervous, but they do this thing where right before you go on stage, they give you 5 seconds. How do you feel? You tell them how you feel. They shove a mic in front of you. You go on stage and you sing, and I'm ready. I'm like, okay, I know what I'm going to say. I know what I'm going to say, and I'm just like, as each person goes, and now it's my turn, and then the camera guy makes a dirty joke. And I was like, oh. And I just start, like, dying laughing. All the nervousness just, like, let loose right there. And so then they shove a mic in front of my face while I'm laughing. Everyone in the audience hears me. And then they shove me on stage. I'm like, oh, hello. And so I just started dancing because I thought, like, why not? And so Katy Perry stands up, starts, like, dancing with me. And then I was like, you know what? I'm ready. I'm really ready. And so Lyle asked me, what song are you going to sing? And I said, I'm going to sing your song, Hello. And he goes, this is either going to be really bad for you or really good. And I said, well, it's go big or go home. So I sang a song. He gave me a standing ovation. And I remember, I'm not a crier, but I bawled my eyes out. And just like that meant the world to me. So it was absolutely insane. I worked extremely hard during that time. I came home. I was dead for about a week. I did nothing. Yeah. My parents are like, you want food? I'm like, just set it outside the door. I'll get it later. You know? That was my American Idol experiences. I made some really cool lasting friends, like Lacey K. Booth. We actually rode the plane together to Hollywood. Uh-huh. And then Uche, he's absolutely insane. And I love him to death. He accidentally tripped me and I fell backwards. We're standing in front of the Orpheum Theater in Hollywood. And I remember I was falling. I was like, oh my gosh. And he catches me. It was one of those princess catches.
Okay.
And then we just like stared at each other and it was like, what just happened? So we started dancing, of course.
That's very nice.
That's how we, yes.
Hey, well, now we're playing your new single here at Iron Country called Red Lipstick and a Cowboy Hat. You want to tell us the story behind that song?
So this song is super special to me. I was so excited whenever I decided that this was the song that I was going to release next. And so it's about my story. And I've actually moved 14 times in my entire life. And I was bullied pretty bad growing up. And people told me that I wasn't good enough, that I'd never amount to anything in my life. And they would try to take people away from me that were special in my life. And growing up, I knew I had the option that I could be like them if I wanted to. I could do all the things that they did to me, but I chose to forgive and to love them and to put on my red lipstick and a cowboy hat and conquer the world and to just rise above.
That's
so it's really funny too, because a lot of people are like, I'm just really confused because you're like talking about someone stealing like someone's man. And I'm like, no, like that's not what it's about. You got to take a second and just look at the heart behind the song. And it's my heart put into that song.
Well, that's outstanding. Now, I've seen you've been doing some pretty bigger shows with your full band. That's got to be fun to get back out on the road and sing for people.
Yes, I love it so much. I'm playing 3 to 7 shows every single week. And this weekend, I'm playing 4 different shows. Thursday, I'll be playing in Bryan College Station, full band. Friday, I'll be playing in Montgomery, Texas. Then Saturday, I have 2 different shows. In the morning, I'll be playing in Conroe, Texas at the Heritage Place. And then that night, I'll be playing in, is it Buda or Buda? Because I always say it wrong.
I have no idea. I'm not from the area, but I thought it was always Buda.
Okay, then we're going to go with Buda, Texas. And it's going to be full band. And I'm so excited. Then I will be driving back that night to lead worship at Lone Star Cowboy Church the next morning.
Wow, you've got a busy, busy weekend ahead of you. Well, we hope someday that you get up here to Wisconsin, up here to Iron Country. We'd love to see you. And we appreciate your time that you're spending with us this morning. And like I said, hope someday we see you up here in Iron Country. So what do you say we spin your new single? This is Red Lipstick and a Cowboy Hat. And Kate Watson, you're always welcome here in Iron Country.
Thank you so much. I will definitely have to make the trip.